Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning, July 17th. Authorities have identified the man who died in a crash early Tuesday morning in Derby as Matthew Ward of Hayesville. Crews responded to the crash just east of Meadowlark and Rock Road and found a motorcycle crash and a victim nearby. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A Wichita man who exchanged gunfire with police during a chase has been sentenced to more than 23 years in prison.
22-year-old Elijah Martinez was sentenced Tuesday to 280 months for intentional second-degree attempted murder and three counts of burglary after a confrontation in December 2017. Officers began pursuing Martinez after a man reported seeing two people stealing mail in West Wichita. Police said gunfire was exchanged at a business, and when Martinez drove his vehicle toward officers, he then fled and was pursued in a chase with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour. The chase ended when Martinez pulled into a parking lot, lost control of his vehicle, and crashed. Cake News reports that Martinez suffered a gunshot wound to the jaw. No officers were seriously injured. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An armed robbery in northwest Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened on Monday night at a Jumpstart gas station at 21st and West. A female employee was outside when the suspect pointed a gun at her, made her go back into the store, and demanded cash.
Suspect's described as a white male in his late teens, 5'6", thin build, blonde hair, was wearing a clear or silver-framed glasses, black hoodie, gray sweatpants, black shoes, white gloves, and a rubber mask with black duct tape covering his face.
The suspect ran away with cash.
The Wichita City Council had a full plate of activity Tuesday.
The council approved user fee adjustments and ordinance revisions to the fats, oils, and grease program. The new fee structure, assessed to all food service facilities, will be effective September 1st. The increases will be gradually implemented over 4 years and is forecast to bring in $400,000 in new revenue by 2023. The council also approved a pilot program for a three-person paramedicine team staffed by a member of law enforcement, a paramedic, and a social worker focused on solving medical and mental health issues. Finally, the council approved a 30-year lease agreement with Yingling Aircraft at Eisenhower National. Yingling plans to invest at least $2 million in improvements and renovations to the facility. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Texas Democrat trying again to compel impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
Following a vote adopting a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets and comments as racist, Texas Democrat Al Green argued the House must go further.
By causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president.
Green introduced articles of impeachment. A vote could be forced later this week. House rules allow any member to call for an impeachment vote. Green did so unsuccessfully twice when Republicans controlled the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has resisted calls to launch impeachment proceedings without bipartisan support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A fossil found decades ago turns out to be a new type of dinosaur.
A fossil unearthed at the Big Bend National Park in southwest Texas in 1985 has just been identified as a never-before-seen type of duck-billed dinosaur. Texas Tech University professor Tom Lehman discovered the fossil with its bones weathered and stuck together. A report in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology says researchers have determined the fossils are a new genus and species. Scientists say the duck-bill or shovel-billed were the most common herbivorous dinosaurs at the end of the Mesozoic era. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The Department of Agriculture says fewer than 40% of the researchers whose jobs are being transferred from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City will make the move to the Midwest. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced in June that the USDA would move more than 550 jobs to Kansas City. A USDA spokesperson says 145 workers will follow their jobs to Kansas City, while
250 will leave the agency. Apparently, they don't want to move to Kansas City. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms early on. Otherwise, hot and humid throughout the rest of the afternoon, or high near 100 with an excessive heat warning in effect. Clear in 77 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy again with a high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy sky. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 77 degrees. Today is July 17, 2019. On this date in 1981, 114 people were killed when a pair of suspended walkways above the lobby of the Kansas City Hyatt Regency Hotel collapsed during a tea dance. And I remember that story so well.
Terrible, terrible story. Yep.
At the time I was working, I know when I read that story on the air, I was at KFH Radio back in 1981. I had just started there not too long back. Yeah, just started there, I guess. Well, I'd been there a year. But anyway, that was a big, big deal. Terrible tragedy there at the Hyatt Regency in Kansas City. Police in Chicago still don't know how an alligator got into one of its lagoons, but they are glad they got it out with the help of an expert imported from Florida. The male gator, nicknamed Chance the Snapper, was first spotted about a week ago in the Humboldt Park Lagoon. After locals tried their hand at capturing it, officials summoned Frank Robb from St. Augustine,
Florida.
Gotta
get an expert, yep. Somebody from Florida.
And he made quick work of the task at hand, hooking it early yesterday with a fishing pole. Saw some video of this, and these guys, I think about a four footer.
Yeah.
Had the tape around its snout. And it caught him with a fishing pole. I don't understand. Did he put a hook in the water? How did that happen? I guess
he probably put a pork chop on the end of that fishing pole.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't have
catch the gator.
Didn't have to hook the gator. You just have a big lamb chop or a pork chop on there. And away.
I think that'll do the job.
The snapper comes right on out. So, alligator sightings almost everywhere. We haven't had an alligator sighting in Wichita in a long time.
It's been a while.
Right down there in the Arkansas. Was it the Arkansas or the Little Arkansas? We thought we had one a few years, or did we actually have one?
Caiman once.
There was a caiman, which is kind of an alligator, right? Somebody's pet probably.
Remember that.
Got free and got in the river. All right, the leader of a Mexican megachurch, La Luz del Mundo, will be held without bail on charges of child rape and human trafficking, a move that came after a historically high $50 million bail was set earlier in the case. I'm not familiar with this megachurch in Mexico. La Luz del Mundo, a judge in Los Angeles, ruled yesterday that Nason Joaquin Garcia is a danger to the community and a flight risk. Garcia and two defendants have pleaded not guilty to sexually abusing three girls and a woman in L.A. County. They're due back in court August 2nd. So apparently the church, I don't know what the church believes in, but or what they preach, but this guy's a little cross. $50 million bail.
$50 million bail?
That's a big one.
Oof. Well, they must figure he's...
He'd got
wants
it.
To get, yeah, he wants to...
He is a he's a threat to
big danger
to fly
to, yeah
to fly out of there. All right, it's 6:36 now. Steve and Ted, and I think what people are going to be talking about today and next for the next couple of days is going to be the heat. Yesterday wasn't too bad. I got out and ran yesterday afternoon, but I got to tell you, I'm having second thoughts about going today. Might go out and walk, not exert, but yeah, you know, this kind of heat that's coming up.
It's only 6 degrees hotter today than it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Not a whole lot. But I mean, you begin to feel it when that index goes up over around 105, though.
Yeah.
That's what you have to pay attention to. Not temperature, but the heat index, what it really feels like out there. So if you're going out today, just remember the water. Remember to hydrate. We keep reminding you about that. So what else is going on, Ted? You're not in any shows right now, are you? Taking the summer off?
No, I'm enjoying a little time here during the summer.
After 1776.
Things will get busy before too long.
Okay.
Shocker Athletics. So.
Shocker Athletics. Oh, when do we, we're mid-July, 17th. When do we start hearing from Mitch Holtis in the Kansas City Chiefs update?
We're less than 2 weeks out from that.
Yeah.
We're probably about 12 days out.
When we're in training camp.
We start our daily training camp updates from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with Mitch Holtis and play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We'll talk with Mitch during the 8 o'clock hour for 4 weeks in a row during training camp and get ready for the season.
You get a real good idea of what, what's going on in camp, who's good, who's bad, or what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are crucial, of course, to understanding what's going to happen with the Chiefs. So I think there's the level of excitement this year is going to be pretty high after what happened last year. And we're going to have, of course, radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Yeah, the team was one play away from getting to the Super Bowl last year, so see if they can have another season. It should be fun.
Should be exciting. All right, it's 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Tuesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded negative but did not make new lows for the week. They also all closed on the negative side, and for the second straight session, the grain and soybean futures closed negative and failed to lend any price support to our cattle complex. Friday's cattle on feed report is expected to show on feed to be larger than a year ago, placements and marketings lower than a year ago. Lean hogs closed mostly on the positive side for the second straight session yesterday. On the close, August live cattle 27 cents lower, 108.22. August feeders 60 cents lower, 141.05. And August hogs down $1.05 at 79.05. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed negative for the second straight session yesterday. And from the Monday session high to yesterday's low, we've dropped 30-some cents in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Wetter weather forecast for central and northeast parts of the Corn Belt is helping put pressure on grain prices. At the moment, September Casey wheat's down 2¾ cents at 443.5. December corn's up a quarter of a penny at 441.5, with November soybeans now 4 cents higher at 910. August crude oil trading 44 cents higher, 58.06. August gold, $6.40 lower at 1404.80. September S&P down 0.75 points at 3,006.25. September dollar index, 6 cents lower at 96.98. With September Dow Jones futures, 5 points lower at 27,323. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And Tom, you were talking yesterday, we were beginning to talk about the heat wave that's coming. It's going to apparently start today. But you had an interesting point, and that is that this could have an impact on the livestock, the cattle in the field, right?
Exactly. It's just like, you know, everybody tells you about your pets, you know. You got to make sure they have plenty of water, give them some shade, you know. It's the same way with, you know, the farm animals, too. And believe it or not, farmers take good care of their livestock out there because that's money to them. If they don't take care of them, get some money lost.
Sure, they have to. And so that's why in the wintertime, you know, there's a lot of snow or whatnot, you try to get some hay out to them out in the field, things like that, right?
You bet. That's exactly right, Steve.
Okay. See, I know something about farming, right?
I tell you what, every day you just get a little bit smarter, I notice.
That's true. One of these days, I'll be smart enough to come over there and drive your tractor for you. What do you think about that?
We'll look forward to that day.
How fast
can I want to make sure our insurance is paid up.
You better. Fast can one of those things go? I think about 75, 80 miles an hour, maybe something like that.
We can find one souped up for you if you want to.
They don't have like when my uncle was farming back in the 50s and 60s. These things today, he had one of those little Ford tractors that would fit in your garage. But these things today, they're massive things with these cabs on them. And, hey, I'll bet you there's guys out there right now, run along in their tractor listening to Steve and Ted. What do you think?
You bet they do.
Okay.
At least in this time segment.
The rest of the time? No way, huh? Story of our lives. All right. Thank you, Tom. It's 6:41 now, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, listening on the Tractor app.
Yeah, the Tractor app. They're plowing. They're dragging us. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. The Great Retirement Buzzkill. What Don's going to talk about, that's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.